Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, D. Starks, and you're now tuned in to the Just Different Podcast, where we talk everything faith, life, and culture. This is another Patreon-exclusive episode that's specifically for our community. And if you haven't signed up already, along with this bonus episode that you'll get full access to every single week, you'll also be able to join our community chat, the weekly calls that we have, along with the Bible studies. So if you're interested or even just curious, you can click the link in the description below. It's going to be patreon.com/justdifferentpod. It's going to be the first thing in the description below. So click that and sign up. But in this episode, I do want to share with you a few thoughts that I've had recently and that I've been challenged with. And for this one, it really just starts with a question that's super simple that I've been having to ask myself again, that on the surface, I was like, yo, what is this or where is it coming from? But it's really been unraveling to something that's profound. And it starts with, do you know God? And if you say you do, how well do you actually know him? And from that, God's been really showing me what it looks like to get to know him on a more deeper and intimate level. And so I'm really going to start this episode just with a lot of the thoughts that I've been having and really end with the how in terms of what you can do to just continue to grow and get to know him. And I've been thinking about this because here recently, more than ever, I've been concerned with the amount of information I know or have on other people's lives, yet how unfamiliar I am with the details of God's. Because it seems as if I can conjure up or start or have conversations around what everyone else is doing, what's happening in the world, but not around Jesus. Like when it comes to maybe public figures, celebrities, or just what's happening in pop culture or just the world around me. We just had March Madness. So I've been up to date on all the storylines on like what's happening with this particular player, what they have going on over here. But it seems as if the more that I get consumed with that in my mind, the further I get from God's heart and his word. And not to say that these things are wrong, like we should enjoy our lives and be able to indulge in these different things, but it gets to a point to where it can be excessive and where I'm prioritizing entertainment over God's presence. And so as I was beginning to think about this more and more, just the scenario popped into my mind of, let's say you're out with friends, running errands with the family, where the case may be, and someone came up to you, a complete stranger, someone that you don't know, and they asked you, what is God like? What is his character? What does he sound like? What's close to his heart? What's your experience with him? Would you be able to give them an answer? Like, what would your response be? How would you reply? How would you approach that? And as I was thinking on it, it's something I feel and know that I would be able to answer, but where would that be coming from? Would it be coming from just what I've heard other people say, what I've read on a page? I could say that he's loving and he's kind and he's merciful and he's holy, but do I really know that for myself? Has that been my experience? And have I spent enough time with him for those not to just be words, but a reality that I actively live in? And I think I've been challenged with this because I feel like I've been having so many experiences, but how many of those have I been having with God? Or like, I've been enjoying life, I've been enjoying the fruits of my labor and everything else, but to what end or to what point has he become detached from that? And it's been all about just what life has to offer instead of pressing into what God gives me access to. And so slowly but surely, as that becomes at the forefront of my mind and what I'm seeking or pursuing, I start to get disconnected from him. And the parts of his character and who he is, I'm not able to experience. And I don't know him as well as I say I do. So what crossed my mind is the fact that sometimes we can get so set and fixed on the fact that we're not following the ways of the world, but we still allowed ourselves to be taken over by the cares and concerns of it. In the sense of, you know, we may be walking in righteousness and holiness and not necessarily partaking in anything that is a disgrace to God, dishonorable, or disrupting our intimacy with him, yet our minds are still in so many other places. It's fixated on what happened last week with this situation, or what's taking place here with that person, or, oh, this is the newest release or update with this company and what they have out. And at no point in any of that is it, or like, what's new with God? What is he saying now? What is he prioritizing? What is he really looking for out of me? And I really do think that we can get just trapped in just what is being pushed to us, what's right in front of our eyes and what we behold and what we're allowing ourselves to see, consume, and just digest on a daily basis. Like, whether that be through social media, through what we're watching via TV and whatever else or form of entertainment that we have. And a consequence of that is the fact that we get so caught up in what people tell us is important, we forget what's actually necessary. So we're just looking at the world around us. We're in these spaces just naturally, you know, being around people at our school, on our job, or as we're out and about, and they're bringing up all of these different situations of, like, did you hear about this fight? Or did you hear about what they said to this person? Or did you hear about the beef that's happening here? And if we're not guarding our hearts or being intentional as we can, we're going to allow that to guide what we're putting the most focus on and what has the biggest piece of our heart. And that within itself reminded me actually of a verse and really an instance that happens in Jesus's ministry. It's in Luke 10:38-42. And Jesus, he is coming into a city, and he is welcomed into the home of Martha and Mary. So after he's welcomed in, he decides to come in and rest. And this is what the rest of the verse says. It says, Martha had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be done. She came up to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Jesus replies, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken from her. And this is actually one of the verses this year that I focused on. And I love it so much because I think we are Martha. At some point in our life, throughout our life, we find ourselves in that same position that Jesus, his presence is with us, near us, in our home. Yet we're so distracted. We're so preoccupied, busy with the concerns and cares of what people told us were important, what we thought we needed to do, what we thought was significant. And Jesus is saying only one thing is really necessary. So he walks into this home and Martha immediately begins work. Even with good intention, she is focused on what she thinks should be done from what the society or the culture at the time may have told her is to prepare and to do work and to be of service anytime, anywhere. But the Lord is saying, it's not the time for that now. Not when I'm here. It's only one thing is necessary, and Mary has chosen it. And so I believe that we can lose sight of what is truly significant, what's important, what should have our eyes, our attention, and our gaze whenever we're just taking cues from the world and just being bombarded and inundated with all the information that they're giving us on what we should give our attention to. Because it's invasive at this point, right? You get on social media, you turn on the TV, you even walk outside and you're having a conversation, and everyone seems to have, for lack of a better word, an agenda. There's a message or something of importance to them they believe they want to promote, that they think you should be able to see, that they want you to give your attention and your time to. And if we fall into that and get into the concerns and cares of what the world is saying that we need to pay attention to, we will always lose sight of what really deserves our eyes. And that's Jesus and just staying at his feet. And I was actually watching a few of Phil Kofer's videos the other day. If you're familiar with him, he's a YouTube vlogger who's absolutely amazing. I'm going to get him on the show one day. And as I was scrolling through his channel, I just went through his community post, and something that he had recently put up there is this quote. And it says, we try to love the world when the world won't ever love us back. And I thought that was, it's simple, but profound. And again, what I'm seeing is we don't always necessarily fall for the ways of the world in terms of what they say we should indulge in, act on, or partake in, but we will fall in love with what they say we should care about. The news, the information, the updates, the statuses of these celebrities and these public figures and these individuals that we have made larger than life, or this particular sport, or this company, or these clothes, or this brand. We fall for that and allow these things to live in our mind. Y'all know the whole trend. I don't know if people be saying it anymore, but it's like, yo, like, yeah, I'm living in your mind rent free type joint. I feel that's exactly what we do with the cares of the world. We allow these things to continue to just stay, live, and exist within our minds rent free with no resistance. And at some point, the more we begin to think on these things and they consume us, the larger place that they hold in our heart, the larger piece that begin to take. And from that, that's where the quote comes in. Like, we try and love the world when it won't love us back. Like, we'll begin to crave these things, prioritize these things, make things of importance. And when they're not there, we don't have it. It's like we start to itch. And we get dissatisfied and disgruntled and just beyond ourselves, although it will never satisfy. And subsequently, there's a part of us that hopes that it can bring us something that only God really can. The information that we're really searching for, that we really want, that's really going to quench this thirst that we have, is the knowledge of Him and us deepening the relationship that we have now and uncovering the revelation of what's in His word. And another verse that I absolutely love is in Philippians 3, 8 through 10. It says, "Indeed, I count everything as a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. I count everything as nothing." So to get full access to the rest of this episode, you can join our community below just by clicking the link and signing it up. It's very quick, easy, and simple. I'm so excited for this and what we're building and for everyone that's already signed up. It's been absolutely amazing. And I'm loving these episodes as well and these conversations. We're going to keep just building on this as the weeks go on. But I hope y'all loved it and enjoyed it. I hope you have an amazing weekend, and we'll see y'all next week. Stay you, stay real, and stay humble. Much love.